Chapter 8. As annoyed as he was throughout the days following Emma's birthday, today would have to top off his list. The Russian wolf marched back and forth throughout his office as someone he had detested, someone who could make the bile rise in the alpha's throat by her mere presence, someone who he never thought he would have to see again, stood leering at him as if he had killed her damn dog. "Mother, please, sit down," Drake tried to beckon as he pushed a seat towards the elderly woman.
"Be quiet, boy. You have done enough damage."
The woman's thick Russian accent was noticeable, which made her son grimace. Alexandra Volkov had a voice that made Vaughn's blood run cold. It was deep, much deeper than a woman's voice should be, and had the proper authority needed to be the mate of one of Russia's most powerful shifters, the former Alpha, Vaughn's adoptive father. His real father was a dark wolf that could shift into quite a huge and vicious sight and trumped any and all others when he was still alive.
"A human. It wasn't enough. You had to mate one, was it? You had to go and pick up a tinier human. Do you know the whispers that are circulating? Do you know what I have seen of her, Drake?"
Her big green eyes were wide as she stared up at her son.
"I have seen what she will bring. That is why I am here."
Drake's normally placid face darkened.
"That's enough, Mother. She's just a little girl."
Alexandra's brows furrowed in confusion at Drake's word.
"I have seen what that lethal girl will bring. I have seen that girl soaking in the blood of our pack's future."
A loud bang sounded from Vaughn's desk, making both the woman and Drake's heads snap around to see what was happening. Their alpha had a steely gaze as he watched both carefully, his sharp claws peeling back across his desk and making a sharp screech that sent both the occupants reeling back. Not only was Vaughn's pack known for having such a large group, but also for their most powerful asset, a golden wolf that could see into the future, near and far. Alexandra was a she-wolf, born with some blessed power centuries ago, when his pack roamed free throughout the cold, barren lands of Russia, during a time where they did not have to hide their true forms. There was fear, but they were hailed as gods, and humans kept their distance. Now, only traces of their existence still lingered in bedtime tales and books, never to be believed in. Alexandra's eyes narrowed.
"He will not stop. He will come for her, and you will be his sacrifice, Kostya. Do you think that day he came and slaughtered those humans was all by chance?"
"My name's not Kostya," Vaughn growled, malice dripping from his tone. He hated that name, and Alexandra knew that.
Alexandra smiled.
"You don't invite Riding Hood into your home and not expect the hunter to come looking, Vaughn."
She clasped her purse shut and left the office of her alpha, her heels clicking loudly down the hall as she headed towards the elevator. Drake sighed heavily before chasing his mother, slamming the door closed behind him as he left. Vaughn frowned. Only a few people confused him, but Alexandra and her future-telling magic seemed to be filled with nothing but riddles. Alexandra was wrong. Era Blight was just a child that was caught in the middle of war, a war she would never be a part of. The rogues that left her family slaughtered in the rain wouldn't come back for her.
"I have seen what that lethal girl will bring. I have seen that girl soaking in the blood of our pack's future."
If that fortune came to be, he wouldn't hesitate in killing the human himself.